this season.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to have to write a book one day, 1,000 Ways How to Lose a Speedway Race. Last year we lost two of them on a green-white checkered. This year we lost them due to rain. So I felt like we had a really fast number 19 Napa Auto Care Chevrolet, and yeah, that sucks. I wish we could have finished it out, but overall just really proud of everybody at McAnally-Higelman Racing, and we'll go to Vegas and try to win there.
All right, we're going to go ahead and open questions for Christian. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll start here with Jacob. And then we'll go to Seth.
Jacob Skillman, 77 Sports Media, kicking the tires. Christian, you and I talked yesterday, and you said this was a fresh start, and you were excited for the future. I felt like that showed all night. I mean, you guys weren't afraid to push, go forward. You had speed. Was this, you know, other than the rain not giving you a chance to go forward at the end, was this about everything you could have asked for day one with these guys?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the saying for the year is brick by brick, and you know, I felt like we laid a couple of them down tonight. So it was cool to win a stage and lead laps, and had a really good points day. I don't know where we're at in the points. We might be the leader, we might not be. So it's a good start for sure, but, you know, in the same aspect, we came here wanting to win, and, yeah, 1,000 ways to lose a speedway race.
Knowing that, obviously, speedway racing isn't the bulk of the schedule, you're building something here, as you referenced the brick-by-brick comment. What is the biggest thing you guys feel like you're going to have to work on going into some of these downforce races?
Yeah, I don't know yet. You know, obviously, going into a speedway race, it's something I'm comfortable with, and I've always had fast trucks in that aspect and have gotten way better at it, especially recently. So going into the next couple races is going to be huge. I have no idea what the mile and a half stuff is going to be like, the short track stuff or the road course stuff. But luckily we have two new trucks for the next three for both of those types of races. And we'll just do the best we can. And I think, you know, as long as the new truck trend translates, because we had a new one tonight, we'll be just fine.
All right, Seth, go ahead.
Seth Egger, kickingthetires.net. Christian, you mentioned 1,000 ways to lose a speedway race, the green-white checkered, the rain tonight. Does the fact that you're up front constantly in the speedway races at least give you a reassurance that you are running well on the speedways?
Yes and no. You know, obviously I want to finish these races off. This is kind of why I'm here, right? You know, I'm here to win, and it's good always to be running up front and to win stages and lead laps, but yeah, we're here to win. You know, that's what we set out to do. So to finish third is disappointing for sure.
All right, any question upstairs?
No questions upstairs.
All right, we'll come back downstairs. We'll go to Tom.
All right, I didn't want to talk to you upstairs anyways. It's fine. It's all good.
There we go. Tom Bowles, Front Stretch and CBS. Christian, typically when there's a rain delay, you know that the rain has come, or when there's rain on the radar, you know it's coming and you race differently. Did you ever in your wildest dreams expect this race to end early tonight? And did you guys change your strategy at all during the race? Or, you know, is it weird for this to have ended early for you guys? Were you guys even thinking that that was a possibility, you know, based on no real rain on the radar?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely didn't know that it was going to rain until I saw rain on the windshield all day pretty much. So, that kind of changed a lot of things. Didn't really pick up the intensity anymore. I feel like I already was pretty intense this race, just wanting to lead and do what we've set out to do. So I don't really think it changed it too much, but in the same aspect, we knew the rain was coming and tried to get to the front as quick as possible.
All right. Final questions? Christian, thank you for spending some time with us, and we wish you the best of luck this season.
Absolutely. And I still got to beef with upstairs, so.